Welcome to Nightly Healing. I'm Neil Delstrother. I'm a yoga practitioner, author, and a podcast host. Just to remind you that we're not doctors here. I'm not a doctor. We're not therapists, diagnosticians. I'm not speaking of that anyway. We're just walking this path with you, and it's not intended to replace any medical modality you're using, just to be a wonderful adjunct to it. So tonight I'm going to talk a little bit about the wisdom of the body. Well, it's something that I'm talking about because I've become more aware of it. It's certainly been part of my growing awareness and my own healing and my own continuing healing. It's this sort of moving more and more into a sense of full body awareness and this felt sense of body. And I suppose the awareness that's really come to me is that bodies have a wisdom of their own. It's not really a wisdom of words. I am talking about it, but in a sense, sort of paradoxically talking about it takes me away from it or takes us away from it. It's a felt thing. But it's something to become aware of, to be present to. And really, as we just allow our bodies to express rather than this habitual mind stuff, as our bodies express, and they may not express in the way we understand, and that's part of the development, it can be hugely healing, and it's without doubt hugely beneficial, and it's very much to do with our balance and centeredness and sense of wholeness in this world. We really can get very separate in our minds. It's very much the fall from Eden, this separation, this understanding ourselves as separate. The full body awareness, when it really is flowing, is completely to do with wholeness and presence. So I feel that this has been something, because it's not easy to explain, it's not something we can talk about and make real total sense with, if that's the way of putting it. Of course, it's been repressed a little bit, and it's been discarded, and this sort of, we've had all this rational scientific stuff, which I'm sounding like I'm dismissing, but of course it's magnificent, but it's been perhaps a bit of a tyranny over the last 400 years or so. Yeah, I think, therefore I am stuff, rather than I am, and I think too. And also the repressed feminine in Christianity, and pretty much all the major religions, and this sense that the felt sense of things has not been as important as the thinking and the explaining and the understanding in terms of mind, but of course it is important. Now I think we can make a good case over the world. These lights are coming on, so there's many, many more people who are beginning to feel this sense of, you know what, there's something more than just this rational tyranny, this thing. And of course there is. And it is, I believe, this is one of the main ways of accessing this, is through the wisdom of the body. So, as I was saying, the body has its own language, and it's a felt language, a language of intuition, instinct, feeling, and emotion. You could call it heart, but I think heart tends to be a bit like saying God for isness or whatever, or being. It gives us a sort of idea rather than just a fullness, and I think it's easier to say the wisdom of the body. So, in many ways, what I've learned, certainly through my journey work and through just my general understanding, but our body wisdom also is about the unconscious. A lot of our personal unconscious is stored in our body, for starters. Without doubt, from my experience anyway, we store memories there, particularly trauma. We store emotions there. And good and bad, but of course the ones that cause problems for us, and the areas where our healing really happens, which is about feeling and letting go and remembering to some degree, are stored there, and this is the ones that can cause issues for us. It could be just discomfort, it could be pain, it could be illness, it could be all sorts of things that can express themselves through the body. If what needs to be felt for our well-being, if what needs to be released for our well-being hasn't been released, then the body will more and more say, hey, look at this, come and have a look, you know, here, have some pain, you know, this really needs looking at. And so it's really important that we get into tune with our bodies, because this for me is the way the unconscious works. that it's throwing up this stuff for us all the time, and a lot of it is expressed through the body, and it's saying to us, wake up, feel it. Of course, we've repressed this with so many people taking pills for stuff, and sometimes those pills are necessary, don't get me wrong. But, you know, the ubiquity of antidepressants, for example, to push down the emotions, I can't feel is a good thing, except potentially sometimes in the short term. So the body and the wisdom of the body holds so many treasures. It's all about our movement into healing, into wholeness. And it's through the body that is the easiest way, through our body awareness, it's the easiest way to access this stuff. And as we let it go, it's the easiest way to open into wholeness, into love. Now often, it's just sort of evidence what I'm talking about. A lot of the physical sort of therapies and so on, like massage and all this other stuff like that, you notice that very often people have emotional responses to that. You can very often have people crying. It could just be relaxation, of course. It could be all sorts of things, but there's a consciousness there in the body. It's when we're letting go to our body and just allowing our body to feel. And this, you know, we can try and understand this with the mind, but we talk two different languages. It's like a Chinese person talking to Belgium. Unless they've lived in each other, they can't understand each other. There's a felt sense, though, of what's going on, and I think that's the way we can understand. So, and this sort of difference there, and also the way that this healing comes from in the journey, and it could be any other approach, but I know the journey. It's very obvious, you know. Where this sort of language is, it's such a felt thing. It's so much about going through the thoughts, through the mind, deeper and into the body. And in a journey, and as I say, I'm not trying to, you know, push the journey. It's just my experience. There are other things, many other things, but this is my approach. You go down into the body and find repressed emotions and repressed memories connected to those to release. And our body keeps pushing these up for us, as I say. It's calling to us. You know, when something's causing pain and illness, it's not saying just this is there. It's saying, you know, this needs to be looked at. This is why sometimes when people really go into the emotional aspect of things, when they really address the psychological aspects of a physical illness, that sometimes, maybe it's just grace, maybe it's a miracle, sometimes that stuff clears up. And the answer for us all, really, I believe, is that to start doing this when there are more subtle signals, when it's just a little bit of discomfort, or just the awareness that we've got stuff that we've pushed down. It doesn't push down it into nowhere. This is where the unconscious is held. And I know to some that might sound ridiculous, and I know in a way, in a sense, it is ridiculous, but it's our personal unconscious is held in our body. There may be other places, I don't know, but that's certainly one of the major ones. And so to be healthy, our unconscious knows that for us to be healthy, for our bodies to be 100% healthy, we need to work this stuff out. So, for example, if we experience some form of abuse and we've pushed it away, our body will keep throwing up something or other, whatever it happens to be, that is saying to us, this needs looking at. And when we've really faced this, the fear, the anger, the whatever it is, when we've really dealt with this, when we've really experienced it and let it go, then our bodies are at rest. And of course, it's like the sculptor chipping away at the rock. It's not taking on stuff, it's letting it go. And of course, the perfect image is there already within the rock. But the stuff has to be let go of, has to be chipped away for the perfect image to emerge. And it's a miracle. It's a beautiful, extraordinary thing that we are this perfect image, even though most feel like it most of the time. So this is a call to healing, really, the wisdom of the body. It is a call to healing. It's a call to healing, and it's also a gateway, a beautiful gateway into love, into wholeness, into what really makes our lives magnificent. So just actually to evidence a little bit of this call to healing was Brandon Bays, who set up the journey. She had a tumour, massive tumour in her stomach, and she was, you know, told they had to be operated on and so on. And she decided that she was going to address it emotionally, and did. And the long and short of it is she released a load of really powerful emotions and memories to do with that. And because of that, once that was done, the tumour just went. So it was a very, you know, that was why she realised with the journey, that was why to do the physical side was so connected to the emotional. And the body wisdom was so much about saying, you know, here's your call to healing. But as I keep saying, it could be any approach, but a physical one, it's certainly an awareness. And so our bodies are a gateway into this awareness, consciousness, wholeness. And this is, I believe, now the primary way in this moment that we can work into presence, into awareness, into wholeness. We've got so used to using our minds as the gate, and so often our minds are shut. Our rational, scientific, societal pressures have meant that our minds are just really cages that we can just stay in and never get released from. We have to let go of that stuff. There are thoughts, big clouds in a beautiful blue sky, and let our sense just deepen. And just let go of it, and just feel and breathe into the body and feel it. It's not to say the mind isn't important. It's hugely important. It's a wonderful gift, and it's a fantastic, fantastic tool. But it is a tool, and we have identified with it to such an extent that we see it as what we are, and this is our mistake. And this movement into the body wisdom, the wisdom of the body, is a way of really releasing ourselves from that mistake and becoming whole. So, what's stopping us opening into our bodies? It's a fair point, isn't it? Why is it not just easy? One is, as I say, it's the memories and the traumas that are there that we're not happy to address, that we're trying to avoid. And of course, that's very good to stop avoiding them and to start moving into them and feeling them in a way that works for you. It could be through physicality, whatever. I'll come on to that. How we can do these things. It's also our beliefs and patterns. We have so many beliefs and patterns, beliefs that we've taken on from our experience, patterns of behavior. We have also consciousness carried down through our families, ways of being. It may be poverty consciousness. It may be so many extraordinary things that, I know constellations is another thing that I've heard a lot about recently, and I haven't actually done, but it's where these patterns just go down through families, through generations. And obviously, all of these things are unconscious until they become conscious. And these things become what Brandon calls, I think is a good way of putting it, silent saboteurs. Things that are there that stop us just opening into our inner wisdom, into our body wisdom. Things that we're so used to just saying, using as well, they're basically parts of us that are unconscious, parts we don't want to get to, parts that we don't really want to address. And we're so used to being there and so uncomfortable with them, usually, that we get to the point where we don't even acknowledge them and we pretend they're not there. So perhaps the first part of the body wisdom, the wisdom of the body and opening to it, is really to accept that we all hold these parts that are saboteurs for us. And it is this awareness, becoming aware of this, that we then allow us to start to think, you know what, if these are here, and to feel their way into them, then they can be worked with, they can be given love, they can be softened, and they can let go, and we can let go of this strength of belief or pattern that's really scared of us losing ourselves. We're scared of, at some level, in some way, losing control, becoming this nothing. You know, opening to this nothing, and this is nothing, God, this nothingness that we fear so much. It's, you could call it death, you could call it whatever you like, this sense of, my God, so we hold and we hold on to our beliefs, our patterns, and so on. And it's through letting them go, through opening to them, and really allowing our body to bring them up to our consciousness, that is part, and letting them go, and then opening more and more to the nothing, the nothingness. This is our liberation. This is where we're truly alive. And it's a paradox. It seems like a total contradiction, the idea that when we're nothing, we're truly alive. But it's not the nothing of existentialism. It's the nothing of wholeness. And it's a very different. So I'm wondering, you know, things that I think that we can do to help us encourage ourselves to do this. One is to know, of course, that there is this possibility. Just the awareness and the consciousness that actually to open to your body wisdom and to really just have a felt sense of it and just to be with it and to let things rise. Just that awareness and that this is benign and healthy is a start. And it, of course, it helps to build this awareness through some sort of spiritual psychological practice, for example. Unfortunately, I think a lot of religious things have become a bit rigid, but the mystical end of those is wonderful because they're all about leaping into the unknown. I mean, one of the great Christian mystical texts, for example, is the Cloud of Unknowing. And I, not having read it, but I certainly understand it to be very much about moving at this place of not knowing, which is this place where we also know and not know at the same time. It's an extraordinary place of healing. So things I'm aware of that are useful ways from a sort of spiritual psychological practice is the journey, as I talked about, any sort of conscious therapy. Byron Katie's work is great with looking at your beliefs and patterns and letting them go and just seeing that they're just so myopic and limited. Eckhart Tolle, about the power of now. I mean, being now is, of course, the big doorway to being now is the wisdom of the body is the body. It's also just being open to nothingness. And of course, as I say, the paradox is you're open to everything in that point. It doesn't mean to say you're overwhelmed by everything, because it's not like that, but you just become a conduit for what is. And your individualness is this beautiful flowing conduit of love. So vital, I think, is that, because we're talking about body wisdom here, is to have a physical side too, to help the body consciousness, to help, you know, to help the body consciousness and to encourage it and to respect it, to become more aware of it. It's not about mind consciousness, it's about body consciousness. So I think this is why yoga, tai chi, martial arts, meditations, all these sort of practices are so powerful, because there's such a focus on the body. They're things that help us to become body aware, body centered, body connected, and just allow the natural healing of the body to happen. I've always personally struggled a bit with yoga, not because I don't think it's brilliant, because it obviously is, but just because it just for some reason hasn't resonated for me. But I found, certainly have done over the years, more movement. I mean, for me, sport. I think sport with a, you know, conscious idea of letting the body lead in that is fantastic. I mean, you talk about people getting into the zone. Well, the zone is exactly where the body is expressing, where you're not, it's not about mind. There's also dance. Five rhythms is an excellent way to work into body consciousness. Bio dancer, aesthetic dance. They're all really good ways. There's lots of different body things, massages, whatever. They're great. So that's a great way to do it. It's all about the consciousness, of course, you bring to these things. You know, it's not no point doing any of these things if you're not doing them with the awareness that it's about being more conscious of the body. Obviously, if you're doing a fitness workout, and it's just about fitness, it's great, but it's not the same as having an awareness within that of how your body feels, how it wants to be, how it wants to move, how it wants to express, what's there that's painful or blocking that needs to come out, what needs to be looked at. These are, you know, this is why a discipline of the psychology side is great as well, where you're looking at the release with the journey thing. And this is why doing the physical is so good as well. I find it's an extraordinarily powerful way of expressing and healing and moving into to something much more whole and connected. In fact, actually talking about yoga, I mean, that's, you know, it's an interesting point, because it's not about the asanas, the positions that you get into. Not really, at least my understanding is that it's not. It's about the consciousness. It's about the awareness, the body awareness, and it's about becoming. And I certainly, my understanding is that really moving to the real yoga is about that. It's a meditative practice with movement. So all this work, anyway, is ongoing. It's always about vigilance and opening, and vigilance and opening and allowing and expressing. And there's never, my experience was, sometimes I think rather sadly, and sometimes I think it's a miracle at the same time, is that it's never ending. This work is never ending. And of course, it's worth knowing. Worth being totally aware that we're already whole. I mean, it's just an illusion, effectively, that we're separate. It's, you know, the fall from Eden, as I was talking earlier, but we're not separate. It's just our illusion, and it's a miracle at the same time. It's marvellous. We've got reflectiveness. But often we find ourselves in suffering and so on, and it's all about forgetting this wholeness. So, for me, there's no question we are whole, but it is about our coming back to seeing it, to not being divorced from it, from being it. And being it is the point, and there that resides Well, the way to get to that, primary way to get to that for me is through the body, through just being within the felt sense of the body. And that way we can't be anything but the whole. And this one, then we play with the things of life with no problem. You know, those moments when we open-rooted, felt sense, we've got our minds working as a tool, but not as our ruler. This is fantastic. So it's wonderful. And so the healing then, you know, is a dual approach. This practice, become aware of and drop patterns and beliefs and let trauma and things that we've held down out and let flow come more and more and more. And then a physical approach to complement that allows the body to talk in its own way. You know, if you're dancing, you just let go to the dance. I'm not talking about the rigid sort of ballroom dance type thing, which I think is marvellous too, but I'm talking more about free dance, that sort of thing, where your body is just expressing. And this, for me, as I say, the absolute wisdom that we need to access more and more to live whole, beautiful, connected, naturally connected lives. And of course, this is the great calling of our generation, or these generations alive now, is to be more and more connected to the world around us, more and more connected to ourselves. It's not just us that needs healing, it's the world that needs healing and nurturing. We need healing and nurturing, and this is our challenge, and the wisdom of the body is the greatest gateway of all. So, now I'm going to move on to meditation. So if you could get somewhere where you're sitting comfortably, just feeling, just in a chair, you know, best to close your eyes, just allow yourself to breathe in and out. No need to do it in any particular way, but just let it happen. And just, what if you just gave your body the reins, and just let your body do the breathing for you? You know what? What if your body was just allowed to breathe however it wants? And just sense the softening in your body. Perhaps it might just soften. Perhaps it might just allow a beautiful breathing. And it may even deepen. You may let that breath just work through your body and feel as it opens each cell and where there's holding. And just feel the softening of love in that breath coming to that place and just opening. And you know that around our bodies we always hold, in a metaphorical sense, this armour. Maybe our history, it may be our thoughts, it may be our prejudices, it may be our whatever it is, maybe just the hassles we've had today. So that armour tends to be always there. And so just for the moment, I just would like you just to take off, metaphorically obviously, the breastplate of that armour and just let it drop away and just feel this opening in front of you. Beautiful, beautiful place in front of you. And then any armour down your back, taking that off and letting that just fall away and feeling this opening there, beautiful space. And any armour down your arms, down to your hands on either side, just like long gloves, taking those off. And just feeling emerging inside the front and back. And the arm around your head and your neck, just like this armoured helmet, you can just take that off, just slip it off. So often we have so much going on in our heads, in our thoughts of the day. So just taking that helmet off and letting your head just dissolve, your brain dissolve, this vast, beautiful infinite space that may be full of gorgeous colours. Maybe a place full of gorgeous feelings. And your arm around your legs and your feet, like long armoured boots, just taking those off, dropping them away and feeling this beautiful space below. And just notice a breath in your body, and with each breath feeling your body dissolving into this beautiful great space. Just feeling a beautiful play of light through your body, the play of just felt comfort, safety, beauty, joy. Play of all this beautiful vastness, this infinite place. Now in your mind's eye, I want you to find yourself standing at the top of a great waterfall. It's a beautiful waterfall. The water sounds just gentle as it falls. The flowers growing around the sides. It's warm. You're at the top, and some of you, maybe like me, a bit scared of heights. I feel just soft and beautiful there. And look down and notice this drop. And as it goes down, you see the spray from the waterfall coming up, so you can't actually make out where it ends. This little cloud there of water vapour. And now, metaphorically, obviously this is in your imagination, I want you just to dive down on the top of this waterfall into this beautiful cloud of vapour. Just notice yourself falling and falling through it. And you find actually that in it there's no bottom to it. You're just falling and falling. And allow this falling. Don't try and stop it. Just let yourself and just breathe and allow the falling to continue. And as you become more and more used to it, allow your body, allow your being, allow your whole self to open into this falling, to the front, to the sides, to each side, above and below. And you just let the falling continue without even any need for awareness on it. Just letting the awareness be on the expanse, to sides, behind, up and below, continually expanding, continuing just to experience its expansion. And then just notice your body and anything in your body that doesn't want to let go to this process. It may be that you have some pains, or maybe that you just know some resistance. It could be anything. And within this place in your body, just go to it. And it could be in your shoulder, it could be a leg, it could be a chest, it could be anywhere. Go to this place. Now I want you just to go within, metaphorically go within this place. Maybe a tightness, it may be a pain, it could be anything, and it may be nothing, in which case nothing to do but just to keep expanding and opening. So go into this place within your body, feel it, open here, allow this place and yourself to open within this place to open, and feel what it's holding. It may be an emotion, it may easily be an emotion. Feel this place opening, and there may even be memories there. No, nothing strange, just let them come. And just surround this emotion and these memories with love. And allow them to open and to soften and allow them to come. If it's tears, allow tears to come. If it's laughter, allow laughter to come. Whatever it is. Surround it with love, soften it, and let it free, and let this place just open in your body. And open with it and expand again into this greater place. Expanding in front, behind, below, to sides, above. Keeping expanding in the falling and the opening. And if there's any other part of your body that you notice goes that, it could be your mind. Maybe your mind's not wanting to slow down. Maybe it's something else. Just maybe it's your feet. Who knows? Go to that place and go into that. Feel it all and just soften it, surround it in love. Let whatever's there be there. It may be fear, it may be love, it may be anger, it may be whatever. And just surround it in love and let it soften, let it open. What if you sit here? What if it was to expand and you were to expand with it into this great vastness, dissolving away? All the time falling and opening and opening. And now just continuing with any other parts of your body in this way, anything else that might be tight or you feel needs attention. Sometimes it's just a sense. It may be no physical sensation, but you somehow know that you need to go into that part of your body. Just go inside, soften it, put love around it, open it, soften it, and let out whatever wants to be felt, and perhaps memories, and let them just come and just open into this vast expanse. Let them open into this beautiful infinity in front, below, behind, to the sides and above. Breathing this breath, opening, opening into it. And as you're doing this, whenever's the right time for you, just notice the wings that you have just opening. And just see you have great wings that you can open. And just notice how suddenly floating, you're soaring in this air, this beautiful air soaring above all of this. Notice as you're rising within this. Notice that you'd hardly have to move to just be soaring and floating and flying. Letting it all fall below you as you rise up above into this purest light, this purest beautiful place of light and blue sky. Just soaring in your wholeness and your freedom, knowing that you're free. And just sensing the freedom too. Felt sense of it, your whole body soaring in this utter freedom, in love. And with that, just continuing with that beautiful, beautiful experience, just soaring, feeling how it is to live your life, to live each day, to give all your experience in this way. How each time anything comes up, you can just surround it with love, go into that place, let it open, let it soften, let the feeling come. Surround the feeling with love and let it expand, let it be free. Any memories, let them come. Surround them with love, let them be free too, and let them just fall away as your wings go and you rise up. Each time, again and again, freedom, body wisdom, connected whole. Thank you for being with me on this nightly healing, and talk to you again in a month. Thanks very much.